what we can do about it. So
the following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show.
I know Cool Beans isn't here today. Can somebody look up, is today a special holiday of some sort, like National Taco Day or something?
Woody usually knows those.
Why? This is another one of those times, and we've chronicled this over the years. This is my worst nightmare, when we all come to work, and literally we're the only people working today, other than, of course, Engineer Dave, who never leaves the building.
It's Gorgeous Grandma Day. Could that be it?
Maybe. It's one of those things where all the other shows have taken the day off, and we always think, or at least I do, what are we missing?
Yep.
What is the day, and why weren't we informed about it? Was there a memo? Like, please, no one come in the building Friday morning because blank is going to happen. I don't know what blank is, but something's coming.
Tomorrow is National Tequila Day. Could they be getting ready for that?
I mean, I guess, but seems unlikely. You'd need the next day off from that.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm not going to let it get me down because it's Friday, first of all. Second of all, we've got a great batch of Fun with Golf audio. And sadly, for those of us like myself who love Fun with Golf audio, we've only got a few of these left. Not that it's a horrible thing, because then Fun with Football audio will start up. We're literally like less than a week away from preseason game number one in the NFL. Isn't it next Thursday?
Two Thursdays, yes.
Or like 10 days.
Less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. I knew I'd nail it eventually.
That's
so
shocking.
That's happening. And today is the day that season number two of Ted Lasso is out. Today. It must be out now. I haven't gotten on Apple TV to look at it, but...
maybe that's what everybody's doing today.
Maybe that's it. I'm very excited about that. So it's a big weekend. Everybody else okay? There were more people on the road this morning than ever. I don't understand that, but obviously none of them were going to work.
It's my direction. I had the opposite thought. There were fewer people for me.
I saw one car on the way to work, and so much so that I was staring at the moon. Did you guys see the full moon?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Literally, it was three wide on the interstate for 10 miles.
Well, wow. I don't drive that far, and I don't take the interstate, but the smoke from the fires... still causing problems and mm-hmm. made the moon almost as red as your Arizona hat. It's crazy.
Was it in the sky? No clue.
I must have just been zoned out.
Opposite of the way you guys come in.
Okay.
No, I have no idea.
Well, we're going to go look at the moon together.
All right. Well, let's do that. We'll see you later. We'll see you Monday. Let's get you a day off like everyone else apparently has today. And also, of course... I guess the Olympics are starting today. We'll fill you in on that and a couple of other juicy tidbits that you'll absolutely need to get on about your day. We'll do it next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
106.5 The End from the Scott Clark Nissan on South Boulevard Traffic Center.
What up?
What's going on?
What's up, G?
Today's the day. I think. Has anybody seen anything to the contrary? We're going to fire this up.
Here in about a half an hour, right?
Yeah, technically that's right. The opening ceremonies of the Olympics are today. And as Woody mentioned, because of the time difference to Japan, it's 1983 there. Nope. Sorry, not 1983 there, just like 12-hour difference. There's some huge time difference, and I didn't realize that until I was watching ESPN or something. So the opening ceremonies live are in 35 minutes from right now. Did anybody know the time difference between here and Japan was that big?
I did.
I don't know why I didn't. I pride myself on time zones and dumb things, and that one was just right over my head.
Isn't it tomorrow or yesterday or something like that?
They are... ahead of us So it's not yesterday.
It's tomorrow.
It's not tomorrow. It's tonight.
It's 13 hours from us in Tokyo. So it's almost 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, that sounds right. Chelsea's nailed it.
So it's about to be tomorrow soon.
I mean, not really. 6 hours away or so. But yeah, that's a thing. And we believe still happening. I haven't heard anything to the contrary, right? So Olympics today?
I did watch some of the soccer games were already going on. And it was very odd with nobody in the stands. And I know it's going to be shocking to you, Wilcox, Chelsea. I also watched some of the pole vaulters practicing. Pole vaulter from England broke out his two front teeth during an accident. So he's in this big stadium where they do the track and field, and you expect the roar of the crowd. Nothing. Silence. It's crazy.
Well, we're kind of used to it, though, with all the other sports in the pandemic. I mean, there were plenty of games where there were no fans for a while.
Sure. Stranger with the Olympics for some reason. Maybe because it's alternative sports that we're not used to. Like just a guy with a pole.
Yep. I think Chelsea nailed it.
Cool beans. Guy with a pole. Oh, no. She's not here. Speaking of great things to watch, you may want to sit down for this one. You realize the TV show that has been officially announced that's coming back?
It was canceled.
I think canceled is probably the right way to phrase it. The Surreal Life is back.
You better tell me that Flava Flav and Brigitte Nielsen are like heading it up.
They, to the best of my knowledge, will not be on this version. I don't know if you remember, it's been almost 20 years since The Surreal Life premiered. It was essentially B-list celebrities and they would live together in a home and, you know, hilarity and insanity would ensue. You're right, Brigitte Nielsen and Flav were on. Remember Mini-Me, the guy from Austin Powers? There was a classic moment where he whizzed inside the home, like in a corner of the room. Vanilla Ice and Gary Coleman were on together. May he rest in peace. There's been a lot of great moments over the course of time, and it is coming back. Dennis Rodman has been announced as one of the cast members. Stormy Daniels will be one of the cast members. And, of course, I'm sure you can say it with me, Frankie Muniz. God, I can never say the name.
Muniz?
From
Muniz. Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle. That, as opposed to Frankie Muniz, the dentist. You're saying how are you saying it?
Frankie Muniz.
No, really? That can't be right.
Well, the more I say it, the stranger it sounds.
It sounds strange the first time I say it. I struggle with that name every time, and I realize he's been out there in the public eye for a couple of decades probably, but never can say the name. I don't know what it is, but I have a sincere block.
Frankie Muniz.
Muniz. No.
Frankie Muniz.
No. Not going to allow it. So I don't know. We don't have a premiere date on that one yet, but my God, I won't sleep, obviously, until we get to the bottom of that. There's a lot I want to get to, but I also want to make sure that we celebrate something that happened 59 years ago today. It was this day in 1962 that Jackie Robinson was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And when I see Jackie Robinson, obviously you're reminded of the struggle and all the amazing things that that man did throughout his life, breaking the color barrier. And then I, of course, immediately jump to a very, very obscure sketch from Saturday Night Live where Tim Meadows did a character called Lionel Osborne on a TV show called Perspectives ran at 4 a.m. after the TV station officially signed off their programming.
That concludes our broadcast day. But first, stay tuned for Perspectives.
Fulfilling WNBC's community programming requirement, Perspectives, with your host, Lionel Osborne.
Good morning. It's Sunday, 4:52 in the a.m., and that means it's time for Perspectives. I'm your host, Lionel Osborne. We have a very special guest on our show today. He is baseball rookie Jermaine Allensworth, and he's here to talk about the 50th anniversary celebration of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. Welcome, Jermaine.
It's good to be here, Lionel.
All right. Now, you are a Major League Baseball player.
Yes, this is my first year in the big leagues, and I thank Jackie Robinson for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, without him, I'd probably be pumping gas somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And you play for which team?
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
I see. If you're just joining us, it's 4:54 in the a.m. You're watching Perspectives. With us is Jermaine Allensworth, who plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, that's in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. P.A. Yeah. Now, I understand you were personally affected by Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier.
Yes, Lionel. Me and every other African-American player, coach, and manager. Jackie Robinson forced society to judge an athlete by his ability rather than the color of his skin.
Absolutely. So what was it like to play with a great outfielder like Jackie Robinson?
I never played with Jackie Robinson. He died before I was even born.
Terrific. Now, I understand that Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier. Were there any black ball players in the major leagues before Jackie Robinson?
No, he was the first. That's why we say he broke the color barrier.
I see. So since Jackie Robinson, have there been any other ball players to break the color barrier?
No, you can only break the barrier once, Lino. I mean, once the barrier's been broken, it's no longer a barrier.
Touché.
It only goes on like that for another 5 minutes.
Oh.
And also a classic because Tracy Morgan is playing a normal person. You look it up. Go back on Saturday Night Live and find any episode where Tracy Morgan essentially plays a straight character, if you know what I mean.
I was going to ask who the baseball player was.
Tracy Morgan.
It doesn't even look like him.
Right, it's very old.
Wow.
Yeah. Fantastic. So that's what I'm talking about. 59 years ago today, Jackie Robinson being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame and never was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame again, Lionel. While you go ahead and see if you can't get that as a day off today, we'll do a round of It Happened in Florida coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show. 106.5 The End from the Scott Clark Honda Traffic Center.
So what we've got here is a round of It Happened in Florida, and that means Woody and I are going to share three stories that are taken right out of today's headlines from all over the world. You're going to get informed, and I think it's going to help all of us. But the point of it is you're going to spot the Florida story to win this thing at 844-4-WW-SHOW. And Woody will kick us off with story number one.
You know, anybody who's worked at a company anywhere has probably seen some changes where they're like, hey, we have a new procedure that we're going to be doing. We're putting our TPS sheets on top of the cover, whatever it is. In this particular case, story number one, it's a police department, and they have had a rash of their police cars stolen recently. And so they have a new policy aimed at preventing those police cars from getting stolen. Quoting the chief of police, I don't want to go into great detail about it, but I can tell you it's a no-brainer. We're encouraging our officers not to leave the car running unlocked with the keys in it.
Hang on, let me write this down.
Is this thing on?
Let me write it down.
It's
slow down.
It's a new policy at this police department to stop having the keys in the ignition, car running, and unlocked with nobody in it.
That's going to take I'm going to really have to work to do that.
It's a change of policy. We're all going to have growing pains. Is it in Florida?
Story number two has to do with something that I'm always fascinated by, and that is someone coming to this great nation of ours at an airport from another country, and they are carrying contraband. And in most cases, it's a rare or unusual animal or group of animals.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we've had a very similar story to the story number two. This is the one where someone is bringing in
crabs.
Birds?
No. The giant African snails.
Giant cans.
Right. The GAS, as we like to call them, the gas. This is a woman who was bringing in 15 giant African snails and had not obviously declared them as she came into the country. Obviously, my question is she coming into the country from Florida? I don't know if you remember this.
You can't come into the country from Florida.
Yeah, I think you can, actually, but you know what I mean. Is she coming into the country in Florida? These bad boys can get up to 8 inches long.
Cool beans!
Can she hear me in Atlanta if I yell loud enough?
Probably.
I'll give you a little bit more detail on that in a bit, because refreshing my memory has frightened me on this animal. But in again, Florida is the question. 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody has the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with a man who was caught with his pants down. Quite literally, the officers were called to a farm when the farmer noticed that there was somebody in the stables. And so when cops showed up, there's a dude with his pants down, covered with a personal lubricant. The first thing that he said to the officers is, "It's not what it looks like." Sadly, that is not a good legal claim when you have no pants on and you're with a pony. "I'm sorry, it's not what it looked like," the 30-year-old said to the officers.
"You're with a pony."
That's right, a pony. Chelsea, pony different than a horse.
Okay.
The good news is it didn't look like he was able to complete the mission. He has been charged with attempted bestiality. The farmer complained that the horse did smell like personal lubricant for several days afterwards.
They monitored the horse for days just to see how he smells?
You'd have to get really close.
Cool beans.
Is it in Florida? Jake is up first to solve our quiz. Jake, which one went down in the Plywood State?
We're going to go ahead and try story number one.
Number one. Yeah.
Wow.
Cocoa Beach, Florida is where the police chief is like, "Hey, we've had a lot of cars stolen lately. We're changing the policy. No more letting them run unlocked with the key in the ignition."
Story number two, not Florida, but Texas is where the woman was trying to smuggle the 15 large African snails. Sorry, giant African snails. By the way, not only the snails stuffed away in her luggage, but also leaves and a quarter pound of beef.
And Ottawa, Canada is where a veterinarian who was inspecting the pony noted a copious oily perfumed substance on the animal. The substance continued to smell for days.
I feel like I just want to spend the rest of the show describing these snails after I'm reading the description on them, but maybe we'll hold off because we do have a nice batch of Fun with Golf audio coming up, and we'll get to that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
It's also Freebie Friday, so coming up here next, we're going to get you a $25 gift card from our friends at Noda Brewing. Gotten ridiculously behind, so we're going to ask you to stand by for one more segment before we get into Fun with Golf audio. I do believe it's worth it. Much like I believe the photos that we took when comedian John Reap was in the other day are also worth it. I put those up. I highlighted Woody, but I could have highlighted, honestly, any one of us. Chelsea, I laid off your photo a little bit, but there's one in there that's fantastic of you, too. If you missed that, comedian John Reap, who's fantastic, was in with us a few days back. And we did like a 40-minute thing, which you can see either on our YouTube channel or on our Facebook page.
Right.
And if you're in the Charlotte area or anywhere near us, you'll have an opportunity to see him at the Comedy Zone tonight or tomorrow night. But also the photos. So follow along at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter and on Instagram. Let me just give you a little taste of our upcoming Fun with Golf audio. And this will just be a quick one. There's more to come.
And there's a lot going on between him and the whole
gooch.
So that's just just a real quick synopsis of a man on a golf course who does know where your gooch is. It's right there between you and the hole.
And there's a lot going on between him and the hole.
Gooch.
So somebody looked that up on Urban Dictionary. Gooch.
Gooch.
Right.
Gooch.
Right. I gotcha. And we'll get into the... I'm sorry? Right. We'll get into the full Fun with Golf audio coming up next. Pretty big day. I don't know if you know this. Lots of things happening, including those of you that are fans of the TV show Ted Lasso. I don't know if you had it circled on your calendar. Today is the debut of season number two.
Number one show on Apple Plus or whatever they call it, Apple TV.
Mm-hmm. Sudeikis was on the Today Show yesterday.
More so in a delayed way because we had all been in lockdown. And then we were getting rumblings of it, you know, through the, you know, Twitter and social media and whatnot. And then we went right into writing it and then acting in it and then, you know, now editing again. So it was upon the returning of the States, it was like, oh, people actually watch this show. I forgot.
I don't know if it's me, but I feel like his voice has gotten crazy deep. I don't know what's happening there, but I'm excited. I don't. If you're not watching this show, you should be. I remember when that show first came out, we were like, this is going to be slappy. This is going to be silly. And this is the one where he's the American football coach that goes to England and becomes a professional soccer coach. I think everybody's familiar with it by now. An amazing surprise hit. I mean, huge. And for reasons that you might not imagine, it has a really sort of introspective, feel-good message. There is silly, but it's not that. I wouldn't say silly is even the overriding sort of thing about the show. It's just very well done.
Amazingly real and human.
Then, of course, today you've got the Olympics, and they've actually already officially kicked off. The opening ceremonies were at 7 a.m. Eastern. But I think what we'll remember, at least so far, is just the oddities that are surrounding the Olympics. Not just the COVID stuff, but the dude who was fired, who was the guy who was the director of the opening ceremonies, fired a day before the opening ceremonies. We found out about that yesterday. A dude who wrote a song for the opening ceremonies. This is another guy fired for something that he had done years before. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday we see the news, and you may want to sit down for this. There was a bear in the softball stadium.
Is that a euphemism for something?
If it's not, it should be. But no, in this case, it's not.
I got a bear in the softball stadium.
They spotted a bear inside the softball and then baseball facilities. Just chilling. And what was weirder about it is they were not able to track him down. I don't know. Somehow he escaped.
He's hiding?
Hailed a cab. I don't know how he got away, but they did not. Where'd he go? It's like when you see a snake in your house and then all of a sudden you go to get the rake and he's gone when you come back. Well, that's what happened with this bear.
But snake's smaller than bear.
But my point is, you're like, how do you lose it?
I saw the news report that officials there in Fukushima are furiously searching for the animal, playing loud music and lighting firecrackers to try and scare it out of a hiding space they think it may be in.
How do you lose a bear?
It's an empty stadium, too, right? It's not, I mean, there's not a lot going on.
But their concern, obviously, is once fans start strolling in, they're like, we want to know where the bear is, just so we can tell folks, you know, maybe stay away from Section 3.
Right, but, and my first thought, though, was, this is going to take the Olympics and really put them on the map. If they want a hook to get the younger viewer in, put a bear in every sport that's out there. Could you imagine rhythmic gymnastics, right? That woman's out there with a little ribbon and she's running around and then boom, bear.
Right. We saw semi-pro. I mean, Will Ferrell had it figured out. You have a bear at halftime.
Synchronized diving, two guys on a board. Next thing you know, bear.
Yeah.
In the pool waiting for them to splash down.
But think of the ramifications. People may think that it's a mascot and go up to it and poke him. Or maybe give him the old crotch shot like you do with mascots. Next thing you know, you've got a bear on top of you. Real bear!
I don't think anybody's going to confuse a real bear with a jokey mascot.
I don't know, Chelsea. Have you seen what they do in Japan these days?
Yeah.
The stuff they make is incredibly lifelike.
Mascot technology is huge. Mm.
That's right. Mascot technology, Chelsea. MT. Yeah, you know me. So the Olympics are officially underway, and we're hoping for more wildlife in various stadiums.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
106.5 The End from the Scott Clark Nissan on South Boulevard Traffic Center.
If you don't follow us on social media, I've got another opportunity for you to jump in. We are at Woody and Wilcox on both Twitter and on Instagram. I've posted some photos this morning from earlier in the week when comedian John Reap was in with us. And you'll want to take a look at those just to make Friday roll down a little smoother for you. Those of you in the Charlotte area, Reap is at the Comedy Zone tonight and tomorrow night. He's also traveling the country, of course. So those listening in Raleigh, he's going to be at Good Nights in October. Those of you in Texas, he's going to be in Dallas at the Hyenas Comedy Club the first weekend of October. But so you can see our whole chat with him, probably 30, 40 minutes worth on our YouTube channel. So if you're not following us on YouTube, do that. And it's also up on our Facebook page. Just a quick highlight, we were talking to him about him explaining the North Carolina delicacy known as liver mush to another comedian.
He was disgusted by it.
Really?
Yeah. He goes, "What? It's a pate of liver?
Right.
You know, it sounds horrible. Mush and liver, like just verbally, you don't want to eat that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I said, look, it's like a soft sausage. Just think of it like that.
I've said that to a lot of people.
Honey, don't be afraid.
It's not you, it's me.
It's a soft sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
No one wants that phrase. Right. What are we going to have for dinner tonight?
I call him liver mud. Because he's, oh yeah.
Soft sausage that's was funny. My nickname in high school.
Right.
So that's John Reap, and you should check him out. Always a great show, and it's not all about sausage, so there's a benefit to that as well.
That would be Jim Gaffigan, right?
So at Woody and Wilcox to get info there. And by the way, and we're not going to do this next, but I do want to give you a heads up. We've got a pretty solid batch of Fun with Golf audio to celebrate Friday as well. And we've only got a few weeks left of the Fun with Golf audio season. You realize we're less than 2 weeks away from the first NFL preseason game.
Wow.
That seems crazy, and college football won't be far behind it. That's when we'll start doing Fun with Football audio, which is also a lot of fun. So just laying out the day for you. Oh, and the Olympics have started.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
It's also Freebie Friday, which means we're going to get you a $25 gift card from our friends at Noda Brewing. We'll do that next. Are you familiar with a segment that Seth Meyers does on his show where he gets drunk with guests?
Really? No. I'm not.
Yeah. He brought it back the other day. It's called Day Drinking. And in this case, he had Lord on. And they got, and they supposedly get drunk together. I don't know why I say supposedly. It's one of those segments that I am not fully on board with. Supposedly, they just drink, and it's all filmed. Did I tweet that out yet? I'll tweet that out here in a second, at Woody and Wilcox.
And then obviously, the hilarity that ensues about people day drinking, then you played later that night.
But you'd have to be together for a while for some people to get drunk enough to make it fun.
That's kind of what I mean, and that's why I tilt my head at it, because the whole bit obviously revolves around, oh, we're going to get drunk, and we're going to say something silly, but you know that going in. So you're not going to just sit around for, 5 hours and just talk normally? I mean, so it's like, I feel like it has to be forced. Here's some of the audio, by the way.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Sid.
Yeah.
What's my name?
Ella Maria.
Take the shot. Come on.
One more time. They have to tell me every time. What?
Ella Maria Lani Yellett O'Connor.
Got it.
By the way, I didn't know that was Lord's real name, so to me that was the most interesting part about that.
Right.
Did you catch that?
Barely with the accent.
Ella Maria Lani Yellich O'Connor is Lord's name. So she decided to go with Lord instead.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yep.
No, wait. What's my name?
Bella Ella Stella Yellich O'Connor.
You see what I'm saying?
I do.
I mean, it just feels like it's too contrived. Hey, we're going to get drunk and we're going to say silly things. She's going to keep asking me to say her name. I don't know. I want to, because I'm not mad at Seth. I like Seth. I think he's creative. I think he's a very funny writer.
I like the premise. Maybe they should both eat special brownies and then wait 30 minutes and do the interview in that time.
That would be much more fun and much more time conserving.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, that was twice that she asked him to say her name, and then it happened again.
Hey, Sith. Wait, Sith.
Yes. Just
What's
be honest.
What's my name?
Ella. Bella Rockefeller.
Stella Yellich O'Connor.
That's a shot.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
No.
All right.
I don't know. Listen, glass houses and so forth. I don't want to throw stones.
I really wish Jimmy Fallon had done that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And yet, she then the next day was on one of the other talk shows and said that she had to have an IV.
Yeah, she talked about it right here.
Instead of different kind of birds to me and be a ruler.
That's not it.
Baby,
nope, that's a guy pretending to be Lord. That's not the audio I was looking for.
You're talking about this right
back
here.
Back to late night. We are back here with Lord. To be honest, how hungover were you the next day?
I almost can't even talk about it. I can't look at an alcoholic drink ever again. It was insane.
We filmed this last Monday, and then on Tuesday, you were on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and I watched that very nervous that I had somehow taken you out so late that you would not perform well, but you were wonderful on that show. So.
Thank you. You did kind of destroy me, and I had to get a very pop star thing, an IV drip.
Someone
came to my hotel.
That's, I can't believe it.
And administered fluids to my corpse. Because,
you kids. And the things you do.
The tick, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
The nut tick.
You're taking
advantage. The IV tick.
I don't buy it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't.
Wow, I was so drunk I had to have an IV. Okay. That just solidified. Thanks for ruining Seth Meyers, Wilcox.
Wait, I don't think I ruined Seth Meyers. I'm just playing part of a bit.
I had a high opinion of him until just now.
Doesn't mean you have to stop liking Seth Meyers.
That's the point of it. He's with Fallon now. Get over there.
Oh, you're harsh. You. That's funny from you.
Sorry I brought this up. You're always welcome to ring in on our voicemail at 704-FEZ-3200. Of course, we're at Woody and Wilcox on Instagram and Twitter. A fun batch of fun with golf audio. Not in the next segment, but we're going to get to that here in just a minute.
The Woody and Wilcox Show. And Wilcox Show.
All right. Do we have the Olympic music? So today is officially the day. We were talking about it earlier, and it seems kind of weird. I don't know if you know this, there's a bit of a time difference from Japan to the United States, especially to the East Coast. They've already held the Olympic opening ceremonies in real time.
Well, yeah, they're still walking in the teams right now.
Right, but I mean, it's happening literally as we speak.
Yeah.
And if you're somebody who cares, you can watch it. Obviously, they're going to rerun it tonight in primetime on the network, but it is happening literally right now. I don't know if they've found the bear that was wandering in the Olympic softball stadium yesterday. No answer to that one yet. That is a thing, by the way, if you miss that. I tweeted that out, so follow along at Woody and Wilcox. There was a bear sighted in the facilities.
I do find it really weird. As the teams walk in, it's just like any other Olympics where people have their cell phone out like, oh, I'm going to capture this moment, except it's an empty stadium, right? Usually there's 100,000 people screaming and yelling, and now you're shooting video of an empty giant stadium.
You want to document it, though. This is never going to happen again for a lot of these people.
It's weird.
By the way, we were talking about it, I think, yesterday. The overwhelming majority of Americans sort of are lukewarm about this Olympics to begin with. So, unfortunately, and I mean that sincerely, I mean, you know, this is the culmination of so much work for these athletes. A life of work in many cases, and some will never be there again. And this is an Olympics that is obviously just the overriding theme is, well, the Japanese don't even really want to do it.
Right.
I mean, the sponsors backed out. They're not having fans. They're doing it only out of obligation. It's sad, really. But they've taken a poll here in America to ask what sport should be added to the Summer Olympics. You know, this year there are four new ones.
Yeah, sport climbing, surfing, skateboarding, and karate.
That's right. That's right. Woody is nailed.
Dude, you know I love the Olympics. Love them.
What do you think the number one sport that Americans want to see in the Summer Olympics is that we don't see?
Cornhole.
Cornhole is not. No, I didn't see that on the list, although it may be in there deep.
Breakdancing. Didn't we talk about this? Breakdancing was like
jet skiing.
I'll tell you what I would have guessed. No, although water sports is mentioned, pardon the expression, I would have thought football. My son was yelling the other day about how American football ought to be part of the Summer Olympics.
Well,
I disagree with that.
You want Canadian football?
I don't think we need football at all. Unfortunately, I don't think enough countries play it around the globe. Although that came in number three. So that was the third most popular answer that Americans would like to see at the Summer Olympics.
Based on that information, I'm going to say cricket.
Americans? Cricket.
No. Is this Americans or people would like to see? I'm sorry.
This is people. No, it's Americans.
Oh, Americans.
Americans are people. Damn it. How dare you?
We're better than people.
Americans don't know what cricket is.
Okay, then.
I hear you saying bowling? Yes, bowling, number two on the list. So American football is the third most popular answer. Bowling is number two. I don't mean to say it like I'm so shocked. Sorry, bowlers. I know it's fun. Bowling. But the number one answer is going to throw you. You won't guess it. And it's actually a sport that was in the Olympics 100 years ago.
Tug of war.
No.
That would be fun, though.
Tug of war was in the Olympics, yeah. Though. Woody is right. It's not what I'm looking for.
The three-legged race, was that ever?
Nope. Water skiing was on the list, Chelsea. 8% of people answered water skiing.
Barrel jumping.
I'm going to have to give it to you. Lacrosse.
Oh, all right.
Number one answer, 12% of people wanted lacrosse in the Summer Olympics, then bowling, then American football, followed by dodgeball, roller skating. That's how it's phrased. Is that a sport? Water skiing, all three of those, dodgeball, water skiing, and roller skating, 8% of people rang in with that as their answer.
Dodgeball.
So lacrosse and tug of war actually used to be in the Summer Olympics, a century ago, as was cricket, croquet.
Oh, croquet.
Who's played croquet in the last 10 years? That's a fun game.
It's a great
game.
Just
smashing 30-pound balls across your yard.
Send him.
I mean, it's just...
How about horseshoes? Maybe we can get that.
Slamming it in the wicket.
If you're slamming it in the wicket.
By the way, Bridge made this list. That's a card game. Am I right, or is that not a card game?
It is.
Bridge? How's Uno not on the list if we're going to put Bridge in the Olympics?
Is that full contact Bridge? Don't you have to wear a helmet?
I don't know if there's any contact allowed. But if there was, then I think I would vote for that.
My Grammy sprained her ACL playing some Bridge.
Yeah, go fish. So the Olympics are up and running. You can see it out there now. The opening ceremonies are still happening. Sadly, we'll have to wait, I guess, to get Bridge in the Olympic Games. But, you know, fingers crossed.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
You may recognize that music. In this case, on our show, it means it's time for Fun with Golf Audio. And you certainly don't need to be a golf fan. The tour is up in Minneapolis, I believe, this weekend. Going to be hot. But that's not important right now. We just celebrate when the announcers say stuff that sounds weird out of context.
Rory McIlroy. He's got to go up and then down the backside. Always a tricky hole. It did come out hot.
How wet is it? That just shows you how thick this was.
Really wet, thick stuff.
Try to squeeze one up there. Oh, gosh. More, please. Excellent speed.
She doesn't sound authentic. What did we just witness?
More, please.
69. Great view.
All right, Ian Baker Fitch, settle down.
And there's a lot going on between him and the hole.
Gooch.
I mean, you've nailed it.
And there's a lot going on between him and the hole.
Gooch.
That's exactly right. Just doing anatomy lessons.
Gooch.
Right.
Gooch.
Right.
Gooch.
Right. Kylo Ren. We ever got to hear him say Gooch in any of the Star Wars movies.
Maybe the next one.
Is that the name of the next one? Is it Revenge of the Gooch? Okay.
They just cannot get it to the hole from behind.
It's just a hole with so many options.
Heart-shaped.
Heart-shaped. By the weekend's here, if you've got a hole with a lot of options, 704-FEZ-3200.
Location in the back.
And this whole location located right between a couple very small knobs.
I think I've seen that video before. Right? Where there's a whole location between a couple of small knobs.
I've seen that movie as well.
I know it's in your queue if you haven't seen it.
There's a lot of shaft lane.
Oh, this one came out a little soft.
Just not the longest player.
How dare you?
You'll watch her?
Yes, absolutely. Especially around the hole.
You watch her?
You'll watch her?
You a salesman? 6 minute apps.
It's not an easy finishing hole. He's tried to power it in. Sergio, to clean this up. Or not.
Clean up the hole, Sergio!
Back to the opening hole. Popular spot. Let's see if McIlroy can put a smile on his face. We'll see how it comes out. Yeah. Jack.
Dustin has been going very religiously through his routine. He goes to the back of the hole and looks at it there, and then he goes to the side, looks at it from there. He looks at it from behind, then he goes to the back of the hole and looks at it there, and then he goes to the side, looks at it from there. It's really wet and tight.
Gooch.
A lot of research. That's your Fun with Golf audio. That'll be available on the podcast. By the way, probably easiest way to grab the podcast every day is at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter. We even do the Fun with Golf as a separate thing. Thank you, Kylo. And we were talking about the Olympics. They kick off right now. The opening ceremonies are still happening literally as we speak. We're talking about some of the events that Americans would like to see in the Olympics. There's one that I believe was mentioned briefly that we need to get back into. We need to really lobby for this one.
Okay.
We'll get into that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
106.5 The End from the Scott Clark Toyota Traffic Center.
The Summer Olympics are kicking off as we speak. Today's the day, and they're actually doing the opening ceremonies right now because of the time difference over to Tokyo. So that's a thing, and you'll obviously be able to drink it in during primetime tonight on tape delay. But we're talking about the survey where people were asked, hey, what would you like to see in the Summer Olympics in terms of events? And they polled a bunch of Americans, and the number one answer was lacrosse. And there were a bunch of others given. I appreciate those of you that are ringing in on our voicemail.
Just want to let you guys know real quick, because I struggled to get a parking space at the Charlotte Airport. There is an organization that is trying to get cornhole in the Olympics, and it's USA Cornhole. There is actually the cornhole, I believe it's the World Championships, coming to Rock Hill, South Carolina in a few weeks. So I know I'll see you guys there, right?
I hope you will see us there. I know you're referencing the 2021 American Cornhole League World Championships. He's right, Rock Hill, South Carolina. You may want to sit down for this. Over $150,000 in payouts.
What? This always blows
my mind.
That seem
like a high number?
Yes.
Well, I mean, unless you have 100,000 people playing.
Well, right, they do have a lot of different brackets. And so nobody's walking away with 150K. That's the total payout among different sort of groupings of sport. For example, they do something called pro doubles cornhole. They do pro singles cornhole. They do a bunch of other events, and each of those, the winner gets $20,000, which still is a solid take home when you consider we always talk about competitive eating and Joey Chestnut, who's, you know, every 4th of July eats 90 hot dogs in 10 minutes and gets like a gift card to Marshall's.
$20,000 is what you get for the Nathans.
Yeah. So I guess that's the biggie, though. That's the granddaddy of them all. And I guess this is too for cornhole, but that's still a big prize.
Yeah. I always think about the miniature golf where you really get about $8 when you win. So this seems amazing.
You always think about the miniature golf.
Yes, I think that's the lowest payout of any professional sport.
I don't know if that is it a professional sport. I don't think miniature golf is a professional sport. But it is fascinating. The American Cornhole League does their thing from August 2nd through the 8th. So it's a 6-day deal that $150,000 is spread out between. I don't know if I'm using the verbs there right, but you know what I'm I'm saying. It's interesting when you look at the survey about sports that Americans would like to see in the Olympics. As we mentioned earlier, number one is lacrosse, number two is bowling, and number three is American football. But I can see the whole list of what people answered and things like Quidditch. Now, I don't know if that's just somebody being a wiseacre, but 2% of people responded Quidditch. Something called parkour is on the list. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what parkour is?
Should I know what that
Quidditch?
Is?
Quidditch?
No, I know what Quidditch is. That's from the Harry Potter.
Very popular on college campuses as well as a sport.
What about parkour? Am I saying that right?
Yeah. You like run up walls and jump on things. My kids are really into it.
Yeah, it's like gymnastics, but in an urban environment.
They learned it on The Office, the TV show.
Really?
Parkour. Yeah, there's an episode where they go and jump over things.
Okay, well, balls 6% of people would like to see that as an Olympic sport. Compare that to orienteering.
That's where I'm lost and I have to use a compass.
I believe that's right. Yeah, I think we did that at 8th grade summer camp.
Yeah.
That 2% of people would like to see that as an Olympic sport.
It's Bear Grylls. Doesn't he have a show?
He's about to get out the compass. Oh, my God. Look at the compass. Oh, my Lord. Is it pointing north?
Was there a Bear Grylls reference right there?
There was.
At one point in the competition, each competitor must drink their own urine to simulate being stuck on a desert island with no water.
All right, I mean, you've convinced me. I want orienteering in the Olympics.
What'd
as
you
well.
Get your gold medal in? Nothing.
Pool is also listed as a potential.
Just
6%.
Hanging out in a pool?
I believe the game where you use the cue and the balls.
There's a lot of different games, though, like in billiards, right? So 8-ball, 9-ball.
I don't know, Wood. They didn't get that into it. Just pool in general.
Just ask people your own pool.
I'll break it down later in my blog about pool games. Squash. So, you know, everybody has their thing, I guess. Why would I come down on anybody's sport?
No pickleball?
I don't see pickleball listed. There is life-saving. Is that a sport, or do they just mean, like, saving someone's life? 2% of people said they wanted to see life-saving in the Olympics.
What happens when you fail at that? That's got to be the saddest sport to watch.
You know what? You're selling me. I like it now. There's real consequences.
This is why you can't take polls at the mall. People will come up with life-saving as something
you don't tell me what I do and don't do at the mall.
I don't know that this was done at the mall,
life-saving.
Chelsea. Life-saving. How dare you? I think life-saving would be great. That actually sounds fun now that you say it.
I'm not on board.
Well, I like the way Woody's thinking. You know, if it doesn't work out well, there's a heck of a drama there at the end.
That's correct.
All right, well, that's not in the Olympics this year. However, the new sports are, of course, karate, climbing, surfing, and skateboarding. Now that I've said life-saving, it all sounds lame. Damn it.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
106.5 The End from the Scott Clark Nissan on South Boulevard Traffic Center.
The Olympics kicking off today. We were talking about other sports that folks want to see in the Olympics. And apparently, in the latest poll, the resounding answer from Americans, number one, was they wanted to see lacrosse, followed by bowling and American football. Those were the top three that are not in the Olympics that Americans would like to see. But it wouldn't be a discussion without cornhole coming up. And I appreciate those of you that have rung in on that.
Well, now that I know I can make some money at cornhole, I think I might. I don't think I've ever said this out loud or to myself, but I think I might take up cornholing.
Thank you for your inner monologue. We appreciate that. If you'd like to share things that you've never said out loud or even to yourself, 704-FEZ-3200. I feel like we get a lot of those already on the voicemail.
Plus, I think that'll be the first Olympic sport that we'll watch where most of the competitors have a beer in one hand.
It's interesting that you mentioned that.
Or shoes for the Olympics. Should be allowed to drink, too.
Yeah, I mean, you can, I think, already. Don't they drink when they do the sweepy game in the Winter Olympics?
Curling.
That's curling.
You think that if you can drink and perform the sport at the same time, it should not be an Olympic sport,
no,
right?
I totally disagree with that. Who said that?
I feel like you did.
No, Woody has said over the years that if you can smoke and do a sport, that it's not a sport.
That's right.
Okay. That's what Woody's claim has always, because there's always that discussion, like, what's a game and what's a sport?
Mm-hmm.
And Woody always says it's a game if you can smoke while you do it, which we all know is the dumbest answer ever. But there's never been a negative about drinking. Okay. And I'm saying, wasn't there an issue when the curling team from Canada was hammered?
On a plane, though. I think it was on a plane.
No, really? On the field of play, which is a sheet of ice.
I don't believe that they were hammered afterwards. I think it's a part of the rules of curling that you go get a beer afterward. It's like the last rule.
Nope.
Stand by.
Look it up.
Curling team disqualified for being drunk.
Boom! Told you.
Canada's 2014 gold medal winning Olympic team.
Can we go back? Because, like, didn't people want to have bowling in the Olympics? And
yes.
Let's face it, any sport that includes an ashtray as a part of the of the furniture of the game, come on.
That's all part of your smoking rant, and I'm not buying it. I think the Canadian curling team was disqualified from a different match. I don't think it was the Olympics.
It wasn't. It was some Red Deer curling classic
but
in Alberta.
But it was some other, you know, like they do on the curling
Unfair
tour.
Advantage. Is that what it is? Why were they disqualified?
It seems like they, you know, the other team should love that, right?
Mm-hmm.
My opponent's hammered? I'm going to say let them stay.
Right. Yeah.
Although in curling, again, I don't know that it would hurt you necessarily. 704-FEZ-3200.
Yeah. I just caught the tail end of that last segment, but you know what sport ought to be added to the Olympics? Shuffleboard. And I'm not talking about Olympic athletes either. I'm talking about who you think would be playing shuffleboard. Let's get Betty White out there. Let's get all the geriatric sexy mamas out there. Yee doggy.
There's a man who wants to see old women push things.
Who doesn't?
Geriatric sexy mamas.
That's right.
GSM. Yeah, you know me.
No, it doesn't
that
work.
It doesn't rhyme, does it? And maybe one more.
Good morning, beanbags. I've always wanted to see the Olympic sport of projectile vomiting added to the list. I think it would be pretty entertaining.
You want to see old women doing it as well?
Is projectile vomiting a sport? I know for some young people it is.
I don't know. I remember in Revenge of the Nerds when they had a burping competition and Ogre crushed it. So maybe having burping and work our way up to projectile vomiting.
Hmm. For distance or for accuracy on the projectile vomiting?
I'd like to see both, right? It's just like weightlifting where they do, you know.
You'd like to see both.
704-FEZ-3200, the way that you can get through.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
You know, you're always welcome for so many things on the voicemail of the Woody and Wilcox Show. We call it the Fez line. By the way, nobody else needs to call and tell me that it was actually Booger that won the belching contest and Revenge of the Nerds and not Ogre. One guy, by the way, was like, I've never called before. But this was enough to get him to call to correct me on that. So I got that. Appreciate
you, it. Uncultured swine.
Exactly. But I wanted to focus more on this one, and you'll see why.
Quick question. What's with the ED commercial? Near the end of it, the announcer goes 818. Ugh. I don't know about you, but I don't really care for a grown man. Ugh. In my ear.
First of all, liar. Second of all, what's funny about that mostly is I know the commercial that we play that he's talking about, and I actually heard the same thing, although I think he may be off on what's happening. Do we have that?
Men, this summer, don't sit on the sidelines. Get in the game. Live your life spontaneously, and don't struggle with erectile dysfunction any longer. Pick up the phone and call now. 980-858-8181. They are professional, discreet, and have an all-male staff. Go to peakperformanceformen.com or call 980-858 or call 980-858-8181.
By the way, I feel like that's been running for months. Like, that's not brand new.
I heard that in the bathroom the other day, which is where you want to hear that.
So you know what's happening there, right? That's not they're not going, because it's an ED commercial, which is what I think he's insinuating. No, he's clearing his throat because he screwed up. And they didn't cut it out of the commercial.
Just to pull back the curtain, sometimes we record commercials and occasionally you'll be like,
they're over. recorded. Go back. Can I hear it in context again?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Have an all-male staff. Go to peakperformanceformen.com or call 980-858 or call 980-858-8181.
It's been months. I was like, I should probably mention that to somebody and then forgot.
Looking in the system, it's been running for over a month.
Yep. But it never occurred to me that someone thought he was going, because it's an ED commercial. Like, he was like thrusting. Look at me in the middle of phone numbers. I can, because I'm taking my ED meds.
It's so effective in the middle of recording this commercial. I'm turgid.
I mean, I don't mean to throw, I have no idea where that came from.
858.
We are a professional organization here.
Well, I don't think that's no one locally in the building. That's somewhere else. I
or call 980-858.
I don't know how to spell. Is that two M's or one?
Yeah, I've heard of complicated phone numbers before, but that's a tough one. 980 thrust. How do I do that?
I don't think thrust is the right word.
All right, so if you hear it, men thrusting, 704-FEZ-3200 is the way that you can always reach us.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
106.5 The End from the Scott Clark Honda Traffic Center.
If you don't follow us on Instagram, you ought to. At Woody and Wilcox, I'd forgotten that there are so many things that you can do on Instagram. And I would give you Exhibit A, the most recent thing I've put up in our Instagram stories. So we're at Woody and Wilcox on Instagram. And of course, it is the same for Twitter as well, which is a great way to grab audio from the show, too. But notice the picture that I just took. So, and maybe somebody who's, you know, into Instagram a lot more even than I am knows that you can use another picture that you've taken as your background on a picture that you then take of yourself. In other words, I can do a selfie and the background of my selfie is another picture. And so I took some, so I had put up earlier this morning a series of pictures that we took when comedian John Reap was here, all of which either Woody had his eyes closed or Reap had his eyes closed. It was a good little batch of pictures.
We are the same person.
So then I posted a picture of that with me in front of it. I had forgotten that you can do this. This is, by the way, if somebody's thinking about getting into radio, describing a photo on the radio is one of the great techniques. That's what Marconi did when he invented the medium. So you'll see what I mean. And if you didn't know you could do this, I may not sleep again. The fact that you can do this is so fun to me. And you'll see what I mean if you go to at Woody and Wilcox on Instagram. But speaking of Reap, he's hilarious. And if you haven't had a chance to see him, he's coming to a bunch of different cities where the Woody and Wilcox show is throughout the year. But you can check out johnreap.com, including if you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. He's at the Comedy Zone tonight and tomorrow night, and always a good time. So follow us on social media to get your info there. Also, if you didn't catch any of it earlier this morning, a nice batch of Fun with Golf audio this morning, too. The stuff that sounds weird and or dirty, taken out of context from the broadcast of golf tournaments. We'll hit that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, it's a pretty big day today on the show. Lots of Olympic talk. They are still doing, as we speak, the opening ceremonies. Woody has been watching it over my shoulder.
It's crazy. The bear just came out from the softball field.
No.
It was carrying the bear flag.
By the way, one of the things that was trending on Twitter was, you know how they always come out in alphabetical order, the countries, as they come into the stadium to start the Olympic Games.
Is it alphabetical?
Yeah. Oh. And everybody was like, why are they doing it all haphazard? Apparently, they're doing it by the Japanese alphabet. Now, I'm probably oversimplifying what I'm calling the Japanese alphabet, but it appeared haphazard to English speakers, but was not. A little fun fact for you. You can share that around the water cooler. Tonight, when you watch it, because it's a replay tonight, obviously, you can impress your friends with that little statistic because they won't know what's going on. Speaking of impressive, we found out today on the show that Dr. Dre is officially going to pay his ex-wife $3.5 million a year in child support, or in spousal support, I guess it is. She was asking for $2 million a month. Wow. How much money does that man make? The other news that was noteworthy is that the TV show The Surreal Life is coming back. Remember that one? So many great things happened on the old Surreal Life show.
Define great things.
I mean, not a lot. But it featured some odd stuff. You know, Mini-Me, Vern Troyer, and Vanilla Ice, and Gary Coleman, Flava Flav, and Brigitte Nielsen. All of that was on The Surreal Life back in the day. Well, they've announced that there's a new one coming, and we don't know all the details, but we do know that the likes of Dennis Rodman will be on this new Surreal Life. Adult film star Stormy Daniels will be featured.
Right.
Frankie, the dude from Malcolm in the Middle, whose name I can still never say.
Muñiz.
Nope.
Yes.
No. You want to test it?
Muñiz.
Nope.
Yes.
No. Anyway, we'll not sleep, obviously, until they announce the schedule for that. Also today, speaking of things that actually are legitimate cool TV shows.
Frankie Muniz.
See?
Damn it, I missed
it. Not what you said. Ted Lasso, season 2, is out today. So if you haven't grabbed your Apple TV or whatever, Apple Plus, that's out now. And we learned that if America had its way, lacrosse would be the number one sport we'd like to see in the Olympics, followed by bowling, American football, and then lower on the list, projectile vomiting. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for all of that. Plus, of course, you also got a round of Fun with Golf audio today.
Rory McIlroy.
He's got to go up and then down the backside.
Always a tricky hole. It did come out hot.
Yeah. You can hear the whole thing on our podcast. We always tweet out that podcast at Woody and Wilcox on Twitter. And follow along with us on Instagram. You'll be happy you did. Life-changing. Maybe not life-changing. We also discovered, thank you to those who have keen ears, potentially a mistake on an erectile dysfunction commercial that we've been running.
Men, this summer, don't sit on the sidelines. Get in the game. Live your life spontaneously and don't struggle with erectile dysfunction any longer. Pick up the phone and call now. 980-858-8181. They are professional, discreet, and have an all-male staff. Go to peakperformanceformen.com or call 980-858.
The confusion was that someone listening thought that he was making a thrusting noise.
And or call 980-858.
Just clearing his throat and not editing that out of the commercial is what we've determined. Because you can't spell on your phone dial. The letters just don't add up. Anything else you missed, podcast is there for you. Have a great weekend. Theoretically, we'll see you Monday. Intern Dave.
Another great show, guys.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't,
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't, think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very, ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not, not important at all.
Woody and Wilcox Show.
They just cannot get it to the hole from behind.
It's just a hole with so many options.
Heart-shaped.